Habit. The box. Maybe the baby will play with the box, and she can sit, not carry, not pick him up. He does. Dreamily opens the plastic lid. He examines the lip of the box where it clicks shut. He slowly, slowly pulls a piece of paper through a thin slot on top. At first, being alone with the baby in the box is a dim, half-conscious satisfaction, like running your fingertips over the dry skin of your feet. He turns the box over in his arms. She gives him a necklace. It falls through his hands like milk. He licks the metal clasp, and her scalp, filigreed all over, electrifies. She comes a little awake. When she holds out the box, he will bubble and tree and ha and silence. He makes sounds that run over her back like mice, sounds that cause the thinnest pins to vibrate, that are the silken grooved edge of a guitar string not even being touched. Now she must daily use the baby to feel this feeling, a needle afloat on plain water. In the world of the box and the necklace, there are no words, is no appetite. There is not sex. His sounds take sex away. Is she blameless? Is the box a form of love? If you walked in and saw her, it would be that scene in the movie where the boyfriend opens the door, and day has passed into night, and he finds her on the floor. Dull spoon, burnt match, used up.